Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. I ask that you continue just to move in this service as you already have been. We ask that you continue just to allow your spirit to flow in this place. Lord God, I ask that you speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. God, I ask that you give us all ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God. God, and a heart and a desire to apply this word, Lord God. God, help me to say everything that you want me to say, Lord God. God, and that I would receive from this also, Lord God. We ask that you move in this time. We just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is always an honor to be able to come up before the people of God and be able to minister, to be able to be a vessel that he works through. So as I was praying and just seeking God, God just kept saying, you know, we go through hard times and we get confused and we get frustrated and we don't know what's going to happen. But he reminds us that as we're going through, he already brought us a long way. So if God doesn't do anything else, we have to remember that he already brought us out. We have to be encouraged and know that he's a great big God. And so if I was to title this message, it would be titled, But God Situations. Meaning that when I'm going through and it seems impossible, there's a but. Because God has brought me out. God can bring me out and God will bring me out. And when I was like, God, what do you mean, but God situations? And the way he broke it down was this. Sometimes things don't seem to make sense or they seem impossible, but God always comes through. God has a way of making a way out of no way. So I'm here to encourage you today to remember that there's a God that can do the impossible. It reminded me of the lady in the Bible where she was just baking a cake for her and her son, and that's all they had to eat. And so she said, I'm just going to bake this cake. We're going to eat this. And then afterwards, if we die, we die because we don't have anything else. And a prophet came along the way. He said, make the cake for me first. Feed me first. And she was obedient. And she, because she fed him first, they were able to keep on living because she was able to trust God, because she allowed God to step into that situation. God reminded me of a friend who had so many different issues going on with her body. She had fibroids, and they would pass. And then she would get another one after a few years, and they would pass. And the last time she got this big fibroid, she had different issues. She would bleed constantly, and she didn't understand what was going on. So it started to rock her marriage. It started to rock her faith, and she began to continue just to cry out to God, like, God, what is going on? It was a sense of, like, kind of what Job was going through. She continued just to pray to God and say, God, I know that you are more than able. I know that you are more than able to handle this situation and deliver me. So as she began to pray and continue to seek God and not give up and not allow her faith to be shaken, she began to stand on the word of God. It got so big to where it looked like a basketball. And she ended up being rushed to the hospital. They had to do surgery. And when they took it out, the doctor said, I don't know how you are still here. I don't know how you are still living because it's so big. Let me tell you, that's a but God situation. That's only by the grace of God that he delivered her. That's only by the grace of God that he kept her. And why? Because he had a purpose for her life. That woman ministered at our conference. That woman was Chase Sutton because she was faithful to her word. She was faithful to the word of God. She was faithful to knowing who she was and who she was called to be. So God will sometimes these things will end up getting thrown at us and they may shake us, but if we're standing, we're planted on God's word, even though we're shaken, we will not bend, we will not break, we will not back up. We will stand on the word of God. We have to continue to stand on the word of God. The first scripture I'm going to go to is 1 Corinthians 1, and we're going to go to verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll go to verse 27. Actually, I'll start at verse 26. Okay, verse 26. It says, "For you, do you have the New King James Version? All right. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Keep going. "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame those things which are mighty." So I'm going to read it out another version. And it simply says this: "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called." So think back. Before I was up here in this pulpit, what was I? I was a sister in Christ. I'm still a sister in Christ. But I was someone, before I really grabbed hold of what God had told me to do, I just was kind of, I wanted to be a spectator. I just wanted to sit on the sideline. I just wanted to sit in a seat. But once I grabbed hold of the calling God put on my life, then I had to step forward. It said, "Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were noble from birth." So I was a little shy, insecure young lady. "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." Sometimes we don't understand what God is doing or why God is doing what he's doing. And on the outside, in the natural, it doesn't look right. But when we begin to allow God to show us in the spiritual realm, it begins to click. It begins to make sense. I tell this story because it's so powerful and because God reminds me of it often. See, in the natural, God told this man, "Just begin to praise me." And he began to praise God at the bus stop, not wanting people to see him acting crazy or clapping his hands, jumping up and down, but he just was obedient and began to praise God. Not understanding the full picture, he just began to praise God. And there was someone else at that bus stop that saw this man praising God. And before that, the man said, "God, I'm done. I don't want to live anymore. I'm going home and I'm going to kill myself. Unless you show me that you're really real. Unless you show up in my life, I'm going to go ahead and just end this." And so while he said, after he prays that, this man begins to start praising God and not caring who's around, beginning to clap his hands and jump up and down. You see, someone looking on the outside is like, "Man, that man, he might be on something. Something's going on with him." But he was being obedient because God told him just to pray, just praise me, just worship, just jump up and down, just praise God. And because he was obedient, it helped that guy to see, okay, God, you're real. If he can stay out here boldly and begin to worship, because he was able to see in the spiritual realm that he was worshiping God. He was excited about God. And because that man was obedient, it began to shake that other man up and realize, okay, God, if you can be real to him, I know you're going to show up for me. And that young man at the bus stop just got on the bus and kept going when his bus came. And he was like, "Man, God, I don't understand why you had me do that." They ended up being at that next Sunday, they ended up being at the same church service. And the young man stood up, who was a pastor's son, stood up and said, "You know, this week I had a tough week and I was going to kill myself. But I saw someone worshiping and praising and lifting their hands. Do you know how impactful that was to the person that was obedient? In spite, a lot of times God will tell us to do something and we're thinking, God, this doesn't make any sense. You want me to go and be nice to this person even though she's rude to me, even though, why am I doing this? You're not doing it because of you needing to get something out of it. You're doing it because God has someone else watching. God has someone else that's observing. God has someone else that he needs to reach. And you're just being the vessel that he works through. We have to remember that we are vessels that he works through. So we may not understand what he has us do this, but a lot of times when we're obedient, that's when he's able to move. God reminded me of being at work one day years ago. There was a supervisor that was at our job, and I would speak to her, and she wouldn't say anything to me, or she would just look down at me. And so then I began to pray, and I said, God, I just want to be a light. And one day God said, just continue to praise. And I said, okay, God. And I just began to praise and worship. And then one day he said, now's the day. I want you just to speak to her no matter what. Continue to speak to her. Continue to smile at her. And just let my light shine through you. So one day we were in the break room. And it was in the morning. I was getting some tea and she was getting her coffee. And I said, good morning. How are you doing? And she looked at me and looked around. I said, yeah, I'm talking to you. There's no one else in here. How are you doing? Let's make it a great day. And she just, from that point on, she began to talk to me. From that point on, she began to acknowledge that I was there. I don't know if she was intimidated. I don't know what it was. But after that point, she went out of her way to speak to me. She went out of her way to see how I was doing. And I don't know how it ended up playing out, but maybe it opened her up. Maybe she was going through something and she didn't know how to speak to people. Who knows? But I just had to be obedient in spite of what my feelings were, because I was getting my feelings hurt. I was like, God, why does she look down at me? Why does she act like I'm not here? Because I would speak to her several times on the elevator, different places, and she would act like I wasn't even there. And I had to say, okay, God, because, you know, our flesh tries to rise up and you want to say some things. Or you want to act a certain way, like, I'm not going to even try and talk to her anymore. But God said, just let my light shine through. Just let my light shine through. You don't understand what God is doing. Maybe by me saying hello, that planted a seed. That planted a seed. You never know. God reminded me also just, you know, he has me start to just, you know, at my new job, I can't help but smile because everyone's, good morning, how are you doing? What floor are you going to? They're more friendly for whatever reason it may be. I just thank God, though, because it's awesome. But at my old job, I remember one day I got on the elevator and the lady grabbed her purse real quick and was standing there like she was scared. And I was just like, how are you doing? And I said, God, and she didn't say anything back. And I said, God, okay, help me to find a way to connect with her, so that this is not a scary, you know, elevator ride. And so she was standing there, and I was like, you know, I really like your shoes. And she's like, my shoes? I was like, yeah, they're really nice. And she's like, oh, yeah, they're so comfortable. And we just start talking. Then we start talking about the weather. And it seemed like a long elevator ride, but we had time to talk. And by the end of the elevator, she's like, oh, you have a great day. And she was more open and felt more comfortable. But it was interesting that she felt like something was about to happen in the next 5 minutes of us going down to the lobby floor. And you have to just realize that you're a light wherever you go. And we have to continue to let him shine his light through us. God reminded me of Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. And we will go to verse 26. Matthew 19, verse 26. We'll start at verse 25. It's always good to go ahead. So go back to 25, please. It says, when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? Verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. A lot of times we get in situations and they may seem too hard. We may get frustrated. It seems impossible. But we have to remember the God that we serve said, with him, all things are possible. Not some things, but all things. So with all things being possible, we have to remember that he will always come through. I was so happy that we were singing that song today. I didn't even realize until this morning when I was looking at the song list again that that song was in there. He always comes through. He always comes through. We have to remember that. A lot of times it's so hard and we don't know how it's going to happen. But when we begin to focus on God, when we begin to seek his face, he always finds a way to make a way out of no way. He always finds a way. But we get frustrated and we're trying to panic. And we don't know how it's going to happen. But God always steps in. He always steps in and always makes a way.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197. To let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
You know, I begin to just pray and to say, God, I thank you so much for this job. Help me not to get into a state where I'm just so comfortable and I'm not allowing you to stretch me. I'm not allowing you to be used through me. But God, help me to continue to be a light on a daily basis. And while I'm there, I just keep praying like, God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible because what I'm doing is totally different than what I did before. Totally different. And there's a whole bunch of different lines of service that I will have to learn. So there's a lot. There's a lot to learn. But God said, I don't call the qualified. I call those and I qualify them. So he just kept reminding me that I'm going to equip you with what you need. And I said, okay, God. And it was interesting because I was talking to one of the ladies today and she was talking about two new people they're going to be starting this week coming up. And she's like, yeah, these two ladies, they're awesome. It's going to be great to add to our team. She's like, you know something interesting? This manager asked them how to spell this big word, and she's like, I didn't even know how to spell it. And I was like, ooh, I'm glad she didn't ask me because I can't even say it. And so the word was, let me see if I can remember how to say it, onanology. I don't think I said it right. But it's a medical term. And the managers just happened to ask them, how to spell that. And I was like, I couldn't even say it. And I'm practicing it because it'll be one of the service, I have to say it in one of the service lines I will have to be doing pretty soon. I'll be learning in a few weeks from now. But it was just interesting that God said, you know, I'm going to show you everything that you're going to need to know. I'm going to equip you with everything that you're going to need to know. But remember, this is just a stopping point along the way. This is not your finish line. And I said, okay, God, if this is not my finish line, just help me while I'm here to be able to push myself and to remember that with you all things are possible and that you're going to help me through everything that I face. And he said, yes, remember, I will equip you. So we have to remember that we get put in some situations and it's only God. It's only God. He reminds me that, you know, David being a little boy, that was all a but God situation. Because My kid, Marquise is a young boy, but I'm sure if he was going up against an NBA player and saying he had to beat him at something, he probably would be like, okay, I could do it. But at some point, he'd be like, maybe I'm not as equipped. But David knew who he was. He knew the God he served. And God reminded him that you just killed a bear and you killed a lion. So why not will I not help you through this? So while David was getting ready, he began to think and remember what God had brought him through. And he began to remember that God will equip him to face Goliath. And he didn't want to try and do it with what normal people would use. Because we get in situations and someone wants you to do it the normal way. Not that you're trying to be disobedient or be arrogant and try and, like, I got this. But sometimes you have to do this in what you're normal to and what God has equipped you with. And David went boldly with what he had because he knew the God he served. He knew what God had equipped him to do. We have to remember that God always comes through. No matter how hard it is, no matter how tough it gets, no matter how tired you are, God will come through. As long as you trust in him, as long as you believe on him, as long as you say, God, not my will, but your will be done. God, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. A lot of times we get frustrated and the doctors don't know what to do. And you want to give up. But then you have to remember the God you serve. God reminded me that my mom began to pray. The doctor said that I had some kind of sickness, and they were saying I was so sick. And my mom began to pray. And because of the grace of God, when they ran the test again, oh, she doesn't have anything. I don't know what happened. That's because of the God we serve. That's because of the good God we have. That's because of the power in prayer. God reminds me of just being canceled out, being told that I would be nothing, being told that I would just be a worker on the street selling my body. But I knew who I was because God told me he designed me for something better than that. And so I said, okay, God, I want you to help me to prove them wrong. Not so I can rub it in their face, but I can show them how real you are. I can show them how good you are. I can show them how faithful you are. So when I begin to call upon the name of Jesus, he began to give me my identity. He began to help me to walk in the fullness and truth. He began to help me to know that with God, all things are possible. No matter what it may look like, we serve a great big God. A great big God. I tell you guys time after time that I was shy. When I had to do reports in school, I was shaking. I was like, man, I will be the one in the group. I will write this stuff down. I do not want to be speaking. A lot of times I end up having to speak anyway, and I'd be scared. I'd be one of those ones up here shaking while I'm saying it. But let me tell you that when you begin to call upon the name of Jesus, when you begin to pray and you begin to seek his face, when I prayed and I said, God, I want to accept you for real. I want a real relationship with you. But God, I need that boldness. That's the only way I get up here time after time to deliver his word. That's the only way I can do it. That's the only way I can sit there and pray for my coworker in my cube at work. That's the only way I can be there and encourage people and say, you know what? God's going to help you. That's the way, only way I can do it when people are rude and disrespectful on the phone and I'm just like, you have a wonderful day. Not that I'm trying to be fake, but no, I really want them to have a wonderful day. I said, God, I want your light just to shine through me. I need that boldness to be with everything that I do. It was interesting because my coworkers just, they're like, man, it's amazing. When you first got on the phone 2 weeks ago, it was kind of scary. You left the message and you had to redo it again because it was kind of weird. And now you're helping people and we want to just actually send them to you. Because you read up on the knowledge and you understand the different plans and now you're the specialist. You actually can say that's what you are. And I was like, wow. I was like, man, it's God. I was like, it's only God. And it was interesting. I was talking to my manager. She's like, you know what? She's like, you have grown so much. You haven't even been here that long, but you've grown. And I hear nothing but good things about you. She's like, I listened to some of the phone calls, and man, I want to sign up for Weight Watchers, YMCA. I want to sign up for the different weight loss solutions because you sound confident in what you're talking about. And you're so comfortable. And I know that's only God. I never read any of this stuff until I started working this position. And believe me, I didn't really like being on the phone. When I was at my old job, they had us doing mail return stuff. And I was like, oh, every time I had to call, so I was like, please, Lord, don't let them pick up. Please don't let them pick up. Or they pick up and I'm like, I'm trying to give you your money back. We sent you a check and it got returned to us. I'm trying to give you your money back. Can I please have your address? And that was the only way I found that I could talk to them and I would be okay, but I'd be trying to rush and get off the phone. And now I'm talking to the lady just called back. She's like, you helped me before. I just want you to walk me through this if that's okay. I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, I'll click on the links with you and tell you where to go. And she just didn't want to get off. And I was just like, wow. I was like, God, I thank you for giving me that confidence. I thank you that you actually helped me to be able to even train some other people. I thank you that you allowed me to be a light. God, continue to work through me. And while I'm there, I just continue to pray. And I said, God, help me just to be a vessel. Help me to have boldness, just to be able to encourage someone no matter what. And so one of my coworkers, God told me to text her and tell her something. I was like, oh, Lord, are you sure you want me to text her? Because, Lord, I haven't been here that long. They're like, she's preaching at us already. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I text her and just let her know that God loves her. And that next morning, she came and she's like, you know what? I needed to hear that. I needed to know I was loved. She's like, it couldn't have came at a better time. Then the other coworker came and she just gave me a hug. She's like, I can't even say anything. She's like, you know what? I know you want me just to call you by your name, but you're now my pastor at work. She's like, I come to you and I ask you for prayer. And when you prayed, she's like, I was having an anxiety attack. And I was ready just to clock out and just go home and not care if they fired me. But I knew if I came and I asked you for prayer, that you would pray for me. And you didn't hesitate. A lot of times we get scared, we get frustrated, and we hesitate to pray for people. But when we have the boldness of God and we allow him to work through us, no, let's pray right now. I'm not going to wait and text you or wait and call you later. Let's pray right now. And we just prayed right there in the cube, and she was like, it's gone. She's like, now I can work. I have peace. I'm okay. And that's only God. She's like, you know what? You prayed not just for that, but you prayed for everything that I needed, everything that was on my heart. And that's with listening to God and allowing him to speak to us. So we have to remember that God always sees us through. Sing that song this week while you're going through. While things are going on at work, while you're driving in your car, remember, he always comes through. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough it seems, there's going to be a but God situation. Because let me tell you, when I wear that sweatshirt, but God, because I could have been dead somewhere. We all could have been dead. But God saw fit to deliver us. God saw fit to use us. God saw fit to deliver us out of our mess and to show us what we were supposed to be. So when we get stuck in those situations, remember that we serve an awesome God, a faithful God that always brings us through. I'm gonna read this last passage and we'll be done for tonight. It's in Deuteronomy 31. And we'll start at verse 6. I just want to encourage us right now. 31, starting at verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give to them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Let's go one more. And the Lord, he is one who goes before you, and he will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. We have to remember that he's telling us to be strong and very courageous. Remember, when you're being faced with different hard times, know that God is with you. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Continue to be courageous and know that God is going to be with you. He's fighting for you. He's went before you and prepared the way, but also he's going to be there with you while you're battling, while you're going through. Continue to remember that he'll be with you. Be with you. He'll be with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be a light this week. As God sets up different encounters for us, do not be afraid. Do not shrink back, because you never know what that person's going through. You never know how it's going to impact them, but you never know how it's going to impact you, because maybe you're smiling or you're helping someone else, and there's someone else watching. There's someone else listening. How you're interacting with that person, even though they're frustrated and they're panicking and maybe they're cussing. And, oh, ma'am, let me just help you pick up this stuff that you dropped. It's okay. Someone's watching. And you may say, well, I got to do this because someone might be watching. No, God's always watching you. So do the right thing, because no matter what, he's always there. And we have to remember that God will always come through. I cannot stress that enough, to sing it time after time. God always comes through. God always comes through. God, we just thank you right now for this time, Lord God. God, we ask that you would continue just to strengthen us. Continue just to remember that if you brought us this far, you're not going to leave us now. But you're going to continue to carry us through. You're going to continue to strengthen us and show us your way. God, that you call us and you have called us and you will equip us, Lord God. God, we ask that you continue just to show us your way. Continue just to lead and guide us, Lord God. Continue just to help us to be a light and be an example to those we come in contact with, Lord God. God, continue just to work in and through us, Lord God. That we would have faith. That we would be very courageous, Lord God. God, that we continue to stand on your word and not be shaken, Lord God. That we continue to trust and never doubt, Lord God. God, we would know that you hold us in your hand and that you have called us, that you designed us and you want to use us, God. We just thank you right now. God, we ask that you touch those under the sound of my voice. We ask that you touch those that will be listening on podcasts later on or watching on live stream, Lord God. We ask that you just touch in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you just take us home, but never from your presence, Lord God. God, we ask that you move in all of our lives. God, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name,
we pray. We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.